Ben and Kelly Show, a way for you to DM us. If you've got a little issue and you're like, well, could probably use a couple other opinions on this, that's when you send it to us. We'll toss it out to our listeners, see what we can do for you.
Okay, so this is kind of involved. Got this message on Facebook. They want to remain anonymous. I'm needing some advice, Ben and Kelly.
Mm-hmm.
Work for a state-funded agency. Love the work that I do. I was hired on for part-time for terrible money.
Mm.
But again, I love the work, and I have a second source of income. This is a work-from-home position, so it was easy to manage both jobs.
Gotcha.
My boss has no common sense at all. She has also never had a job prior to this, as she was a stay-at-home mom for 20-some years. She gained this position because she's related to the CEO.
All right.
I was recently moved into a full-time position for a dollar or two more an hour, and the extra income was nice. We've had our fair share of disagreements in the past, as my boss doesn't always make decisions that make sense or in the best interest of the company or employees.
Mm.
Long story short, my boss and her boss called me into a meeting yesterday and called me some names that kind of took me back.
Ooh.
They criticized my character, called me entitled and a liar because I said I wasn't able to accommodate the new be in the office 5 days a week schedule as I was hired on as a work from home employee.
Oh.
The commute is long. I work two jobs because what they pay me doesn't pay my bills. Uh-huh. So going there every day wasn't what I had signed up for initially. I told them I can't work with that schedule.
Mm-hmm.
And they told me to be there starting tomorrow at 8 a.m. or don't come back at all. I'm at a loss on what to do now because I feel like I need the extra income this job brings in. But I also don't think it's fair that they sprung this on me with no warning. I also found it very unprofessional that when we discussed this, both my boss and her boss name-called the entire time when I didn't immediately agree with what they wanted.
Mm.
There is no HR, and the person I would go to with complaints is already on my boss's side. Again, they're related. So I guess I'm confused on if I should continue to work for a company like this because of the extra income, or do I walk away?
It sounds like a toxic environment for you.
Yeah, it really does. I mean, if the name-calling in and of itself right there, super unprofessional and cross the line.
Yeah.
For me, I'd be out because of that.
Yeah. Like, I get it. She did write that she doesn't really have a backup plan right now, which, yeah, I mean, that can be tough. But I would almost start, start trying to figure out that backup plan right now. And
yeah, I know it's easier to find a job when you have a job. So I don't know if we quit immediately. But then again, when you're already balancing two jobs.
Right. That could be tough.
Yeah. It would be
Is there a way that you can ramp up your other job, your work from home job, and get more money from that to at least tide you over so you can find another job for this? But it sounds, and basically we're saying it sounds like you need to walk away from this situation. Now, how quickly you do it is kind of on your end, where whether you say, all right, let me get my ducks in a row first and figure out a game plan to quit and then quit. Or you just say, I'll figure it out and see a bye,
Yeah. I don't know. I feel like we definitely agree we don't stay at this job because many toxic things are happening. But it's the biggest thing is, can she afford to just up and quit without having a backup plan?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that's going to be up to you to figure out. But I think, and Kelly, you mentioned this just a little bit ago, it's easier to look for a job when you have a job. So line something up now and then, peace out and say, deuces, this isn't what I signed up for. And
got an opportunity for already on the text line. Come work at Charter. We'll love your whole face. Been there a little over 23 years myself.
Oh, wow. Look at that.
Sounds like they've got a good plan. So there, call Charter.
Yeah, I was going to say maybe, places are hiring,
Exactly. This could be a job tip line. Anybody else got opportunities, text us.
There are a lot of places that are looking for workers. So I don't think.
And you can be stay at home. There's a lot of stay at home, work positions like call center stuff. And, I think if you toss it out there, there are some opportunities that you can take advantage of.
All right. Well, good on you. Good luck with that whole thing. I don't know if you've got anything you want to add. You can. 502-795-1997 is our number, but that's what we would say. Point being, it sounds like you just got to walk away from this situation.
Yeah, we don't stay at a job where the boss and the boss's boss are calling you names. That's not professional any way you slice it.
Yep. Good luck. Keep us posted on what happens.